Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On today's episode, Bob and I talk about getting out there and visiting museums. I've had some really good museum visits recently, including one with Bob, but also one by myself, which was not a standard operating procedure for me for the longest time. But now, venturing out by myself at a museum, I kind of dig it. Enjoy.
I just love seeing stuff. Like I love bringing my camera into these museums and just snapping the weird things that I find interesting. It's an odd curation.
But, oh yeah.
And when you come down to it, I went to a place called the Timken Museum, which is a free museum, which had a very limited collection, but really nice stuff. I mean, some beautiful paintings from all different ages and all different kinds of artists. I saw Matisse, I saw Renoir, I saw Picasso, I saw Dali. And I get so happy when I see artists that I recognize, you know, just or a piece that I recognize. Mm-hmm. When I saw Van Gogh's self-portrait at the Chicago Art Institute, I started to cry. I was just like, I can't believe I'm right in front of this thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's like at MoMA. Like, I know I forgot that they had that big Monet there.
Oh.
Or big Monets. And like, that was, he was my favorite
Incredible,
growing up.
Right? Yeah. Beautiful.
So it was like this wonderful surprise. Yeah. To your point.
So good. Now, you were there alone. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you like that? Because there are times I like being at museums alone, and there are times I really want to have someone to show stuff to go, come look at this.
It goes both ways. I like it when I want that, though, because that means I should go back.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So I think that was part of it. I was not an alone guy for the longest time. Like, I didn't see a movie by myself until The Last Jedi. What was that, 5 years ago?
Wow.
So that was the first time I went to a movie by myself, and it turned out to be such a crappy movie.
Yeah.
I always wanted to have somebody to share the experience with.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like, especially now, we have fewer of those shared experiences. Like,
yeah,
we rarely watch the same stuff because there's so much. It's not like when, you know, must-see TV. And
it's all asynchronized.
Yeah.
So it's like, so we can watch the same things, but we're not in the same place with these
necessarily
things.
Necessarily,
yeah.
So I do like that idea, but and I think I was kind of like really into it for a long time. But yeah, this time it was perfect.
Mm.
And I think if I'd gone with somebody else, to your point, like maybe not at MoMA because it is huge and a very confusing floor plan.
Mm.
I know I didn't see all of the stuff. I was only there for 2 hours. And I know that there was like a lot more to enjoy there, but maybe it's more a matter of, okay, I'll meet you back here in an hour. We'll check in. You take me to the stuff that you want to show me, and I'll take you to the stuff that I want to show you.
That's cool. We've never done that.
Yeah. I think that's a better way to experience it, because then you get excited about something. You can go at your own pace. I can go at mine.
Yeah.
And then we can meet back up.
Very cool. I love that. That's cool. Patty and I, by the way, did the Louvre in Paris. In 4 hours.
Oh, the Louvre in Paris?
It's the Louvre in Paris.
No, is it in Paris?
I think it is.
I forgot where it was.
I think it is in Paris.
Because when you say the Louvre, you really got to specify where it is.
You made me question whether it was actually in Paris. I'm like, no, is it in a city right next to Paris? It's got that weird little...
I went to the Empire State Building, you know, in New York City.
Well... New York City is the Empire State. So if you go to the Empire State Building, that's pretty logical.
Yeah.
Louvre does not mean
France.
I went to
Epcot Center in Orlando.
All right. Sometimes I say doofus things, but we blasted through it. Yeah, you're a jerk. I know.
Yeah.
I recently had the benefit of walking through the exhibits at the awesome Orlando Museum of Art with Nick recently and discovered that we are completely compatible art buddies. We keep the same pace, we aren't chained to each other, and when either of us found something cool, we pointed it out. We capped off our date with barbecue from Pig Floyd's, and everything in the universe was good. Nick and I hope that everything in your universe is good too. This episode is done, my friends. We'll catch you next time.